The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mark Pitts at KCHA Charles City and Shane Vanderhart with the Iowa Torch. Mark, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Yes, Senator, thank you very much. Curious, I guess, first off the bat, what kind of intel you're getting, feedback, as far as flooding in northeast Iowa, lots of rain over the past couple of days.
Yeah. I'm getting more feedback from the damage that was done by the strong winds, the damage to some of our small towns and to the crops up that area more than I have been on flooding. We're hearing from county supervisors about some roads being affected. In the area closest to me, Janesville would be the one that I'm hearing most about, and I see that the alert for flooding in Waterloo and Cedar Falls was extended for about 24 hours beyond what we originally heard. And I guess the best way to answer your question is we're having our staffs in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids monitor it very closely.
Senator Grassley, the Biden administration pulled out troops several hours earlier than the August 31st deadline that was agreed upon with the Taliban, leaving, you know, hundreds of Americans. I guess we're not entirely sure how many Americans were left in Afghanistan, and an unknown number of Afghanis attempting to flee. Thoughts on our ending the 20-year war and the fact that Americans were left behind?
Well, if it's 100, 200, 250, and you hear different figures, it violates a principle that we've had that we're not going to leave any American behind. When I think about not leaving any American behind, I think about my efforts some 30 years ago as a member of the POW-MIA Select Committee on investigating the possibility that we left some people behind in Vietnam, not finding that we did after all that investigation, reminds me of the thoroughness with which we go even to prove that we didn't leave any behind at any particular time. So it gets back to what violating a principle, leave no American behind, and in this case, violates another principle that we promised Afghans who helped our military efforts that they would be taken care of, and there's a lot more of them, could be in the thousands of those that aren't being taken care of. Shows Biden's poor leadership in Afghanistan, and it's very concerning to me, and very concerning to a lot of people. Just think of the strong statements made by some of the parents of the 13 people that died over there in the last deaths we had in Afghanistan, about how resentful they are about how badly the closure of this war was handled by President Biden.
Senator, obviously we've seen a surge in COVID cases. What kind of things are you watching as you monitor that situation? And COVID-related to that, I know the Department of Education might be looking at Iowa's mask mandate put in place by Governor Reynolds, who doesn't seem to be willing to waver on that as far as regards to schools in Iowa. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think Governor handled the whole thing for almost 18 months now very well, and I do think that things differ from big cities to rural America, and that governors are in a better position to handle it than anything else. But I think with this upsurge in Delta, that it brings to mind something that's been proven to be pretty accurate, that you ought to get vaccinated. I got vaccinated. I think people, it's not 100% assurance Delta won't hit you, but the chances of death or hospitalization are a lot less than if you didn't have vaccination. And I got vaccinated, and I think people ought to take advantage of it, no cost to them, to get vaccinated and pull together to get this thing under control.
just kind of back to Afghanistan, the Washington Free Beacon reported that President Joe Biden waived a mandate in June that would have forced the Pentagon to provide a detailed report to Congress about the risks of leaving Afghanistan. How do you think, or what do you think the Senate should respond to that news, if accurate?
Well, the only way we can respond, and my Republican colleagues that are on the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, and the Foreign Relations Committee have already suggested, at least the Republicans have, but I think Democrats are interested in having some hearings as well, call the Senate back into session and start holding hearings. You know, the commander-in-chief power of the President of the United States is pretty much unitary with him. There's not much Congress can do except provide the money and the declaration of war that goes with our power. And so what the president has done, even if it's very poor judgment, you still have to say he's got the power to do it under the Constitution. And our congressional oversight would tend to bring up the shortcomings and bad decision-making that took place. So hopefully presidents in the future are more cautious how they handle a like situation, and hopefully there's no like situation. But our powers are appropriate, declare war, and congressional oversight to make sure the laws are followed, or to bring transparency to any decisions that are made, and to expose bad decisions so they're not repeated.
Senator, going back, one more weather question for you. With the Hurricane Ida down in the Gulf and, of course, affecting New Orleans, and how are you monitoring that situation in regards to where that could trickle down, maybe affect gas prices for Iowans and travel?
Well, you won't do anything about the fact that the if there's some of those offshore platforms are shut down, and I assume some of them probably were shut down, and there's not oil to make into gasoline. It could affect the price. I know it did during Katrina 16 years ago, and there may have been other instances where it affected the price, but it's something we live with, and it's not as bad as the political decisions like feeding the fires of inflation that this administration is doing through spending more money, or the bad Fed policies that we have, live with it. So here's where we really get involved. At the beginning of a fiscal year, we appropriate X number of dollars for what we expect might be enough money to cover all the natural disasters for the next 12 months. And so just very typically, and without a whole lot of controversy, if that money runs out before the 12 months are up, now remember, we only got one more month this fiscal year, so I don't think this is going to happen this fiscal year. But if it did, we would just automatically, as a Congress, supplement that FEMA money so that the resources are available based on the proposition that the federal government is an insurer of last resort. Like, for instance, a hurricane. How are you going to have people insure for a hurricane when you don't know whether it's even going to happen, or if it did happen, what the damage is going to be? It's not the same thing as insuring a house with fire insurance. So the federal government steps in.
All right. I guess three for Afghanistan here. The State Department spokesperson Ted Price tweeted last night, quote, the Taliban needs to meet its commitments and obligations in Afghanistan on freedom of travel, respecting the basic rights of the people, upholding its commitments on counterterrorism, and not carrying out reprisal violence against those who stayed in forming an inclusive government. Does that seem more like wishful thinking for the Biden administration's part, or do you think the Taliban's actually capable of that?
Well, let's hope for the benefit of the Afghans that have helped us, and the 250 Americans or more that might be there, that it's a true interpretation. But it would be entirely different from their first control of the Taliban, or what they've been doing to some extent since we said we were going to pull out. There's been some retribution against those who have helped us. So I hope that the State Department can rely on it, but I seriously have my doubts, and I would be very much surprised but gratified if that would happen. Okay, thank you all very much.
Goodbye. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Mark and Shane, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.